Welcome to Grow Your Thinking Podcast, where it's all about expanding your thinking so you can build your dream life and start living an extraordinary life. I'm your host, Frida Howard. Hello, my friend. How are you today? And how are you doing? Oh, I hope you're doing fine. I'm well as well. And before I start, I wanted to say that please make sure that if you're enjoying this podcast, leave a review and make sure you say hi to me on my Instagram page at Frida Howard Coaching and tell me what you like about my podcast, or if you have any suggestions, please send me them too. Today, I wanted to talk about how you can hijack your brain from recreating negative emotions and negative thoughts. And I'm going to start by giving you what happened and how did I decide to create this podcast today. So I asked a friend the other day to give me a call when they have time. And they said, okay. And so they say they'll call me at a specific time. And so I waited. You know me, when someone tells me they'll call me at a specific time or when they give even a timeline, my brain like sticks to that time. Okay. So my brain remembers. So I waited for their call and they never called me. All right. And I got frustrated. It's human. Obviously, if someone says they'll do something, they don't do it. We feel like, did they forget? Or what's going on? The call was important to me. So what happened is I got frustrated and then I thought maybe she's caller. Maybe she's doing something and she'll call me back. And I waited for her call for a few more hours and she didn't call back. And then I thought maybe she'll call later. You see, I'm trying to be patient, just like anyone else. But then she never called. And I thought to myself, maybe things happen. So I'm learning how not to quickly judge someone. And this is something you have to practice. And this person never called. And then now the following day, I wanted to now ask them what happened. But before I was thinking about to ask them, immediately my brain was boiling with, you know, when you tell someone you'll do something and then you don't do it and then you don't say you didn't make it, it can feel odd, all right? Especially with someone who is close to you. It can feel odd. We're humans with emotions, okay? My brain immediately started thinking that I should be angry at them. They know what they're doing. Why have they not called? You say you call someone, you better keep the time. The following day is up. You better keep the time. And I think these thoughts come because this is exactly how we want to be treated and how we'd like to treat other people and how we treat other people. When I say I'll call someone at this particular time or I'll do something at this particular time, I like to keep it. I like to keep my promise. And if I don't keep my promise, I find a way to tell the person I'll not make it. I can make it another time or I don't give the deadline. And I think this is because this is how I treat people. I expect the same, but that's not how life is. And now your brain will always try to tell you, get angry. Don't even ask. Just get mad. Don't even care about it. That's the brain. I want you to notice every time someone does something that you didn't want, your brain immediately tells you, get mad, get angry, don't speak to them. They know what they're doing. And that's exactly what my brain was telling me at that particular moment. My brain was trying to tell me all the negative things that will make me feel better that this person is on the wrong and I'm on the right. That's the brain. And I want you to notice that is what the brain will always do. When something is going wrong, the brain never thinks about giving you other thoughts. Mostly it starts with the bad thoughts. It's like the brain likes to just mess up with you around. And the most important thing is when you notice those thoughts. That's the key important thing, is when you notice those thoughts and you question them before before you can create any emotion that you want to feel, before you can decide about if you want to become angry or disappointed or whichever emotion that you want to put, I want you to be aware of the thoughts that your brain is trying to tell you. What thinking is going on in your head? Your brain is looking for all the evidence that it can collect so that you can feel worse. Your brain is trying to tell you they didn't call you because they don't care. I almost cursed. Okay, I'm trying my best not to curse on this podcast, but it's going to happen. So your brain is always going to try and look for things that to give you evidence about what's going on and provide you with things that will make you feel worse, you know? You notice very rarely your brain will come up with some good stories or some neutral thoughts unless you decide intentionally to create them. And what I want you to notice is, I want you to notice those thoughts. When I say to notice, I want you to think about what you're thinking at that particular moment. Ask yourself, what is my brain telling me? So my brain is telling me that this person knew what they're doing. This person did it intentionally. Notice all those negative thoughts. Because if you notice them, you will question them. The next thing you do is you question them and ask yourself, is it true? What evidence do we have that that is what is the truth? What if their phone broke up? You have to look for other thoughts that will neutralize whatever you're thinking. Because at this moment, your brain is only thinking negative thoughts. Hijack it with, what if that's not true? Neutral thoughts. What if actually they forgot? Because they could have forgotten genuinely. And this will also avoid you creating judgment to other people before you even know what's going on. You hijack your brain with neutral thoughts. Neutral thoughts are the thinking you questioning whatever thinking that you have at the moment. If it's only negative thinking, you hijack it with some neutral thoughts. Thoughts like, maybe actually they forgot to call me. Maybe they got held up. Maybe they'll call me back. Maybe something happened. Maybe they're unwell. You viewing them as human. You hijacking your brain with them neutral thoughts. The moment I did that, I told myself, maybe actually something happened. Maybe they were not in the position. Sometimes that could be me. It could be possible. So instead of me getting angry, instead of me feeling disappointed, I'm going to hold on from doing that until I have all the evidence, then I can decide what I want to feel later. Do you know what happened? I immediately felt calm. This is the advantage of neutralizing your thoughts when you have so much negative thoughts coming from your brain. You're hijacking the brain from producing the negative results only by giving it a maybe. Maybe this, maybe that. I felt calm. I was able to hold from getting upset. In fact, I was so calm. I was like, wow, that was so easy. I was in a point of the next minute getting mad at them for not keeping their word. We're human, and that's me. And I wanted to use this in the future. You see how hijacking those thoughts with neutralizing them, how it can help you. And I was able to hold until I asked. And when I did this, I was even able to ask them what happened in a more calm way than if I didn't hijack those thoughts that I had before, I would have gone to ask with the same bad attitude that I would have had without even any evidence. Waiting to get the evidence, holding on from getting angry until you have the evidence, the same way you do it, the same way you can do with your spouse at home, just holding on until you get the evidence. And for you to be able to hold on, because we're always quick to get angry, get upset. One way is hijacking those thoughts that are coming up. You hijack the thoughts by neutralizing the thoughts, okay? They're coming with fire in your brain, you know, like, oh, you don't know. She didn't want to call you. Oh, maybe your husband did it on purpose. You hijack those thoughts, but maybe it's not true. Maybe Maybe they got caught up. Maybe they were held up. Then you'll be in a more neutral position. When you're neutral, you're able to do things from a very good thinking brain. Then when you're angry, you don't do things in a much better way. When you're angry, you don't do things right. Things done with anger, they don't go well. People, conversations done with anger don't end up well. So it's so important to neutralize your brain by hijacking your brain. This is so possible. And if it's not possible right now, I want you to say you're going to try. The more you try, the more you're going to learn about your brain. That's what I did. It went well. I was able to speak from a very calm place. I was able to ask the human involved what happened from a very calm place without anger. And that is how you hijack your brain when it's creating negative emotions all the time. Try that and have a good day, my friend. Thank you so much for listening. And just one more reminder, if you'd like to know about my coaching programs, visit fridahoward.com or send me a message on my Instagram page as Frida Howard Coaching. See you in the next episode. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Grow Your Thinking podcast. If you loved this podcast, please subscribe and leave a quick review. If you'd like to learn more about this podcast and my coaching programs, please head over to fridahoward.com or follow me on Instagram as Frida Howard Coaching.